Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Marie Mosley. So when you decided to throw your hat in the ring for the interim position, did you do that thinking, okay, this is probably a direction I want to take my career, or was it just to do it and see it and for you to kind of test the waters as well?
It was kind of that me test the waters as well. I thought, you know, this is something I do want to do, but I thought an interim position was a really great opportunity. You know how it is with a job interview. You mm-hmm. kind of, you're interviewing the company as much as they're interviewing sure. you. And I kind of felt like, wow, this is a great opportunity. I have the opportunity to, you know, try it out, test it out a little bit, see if this is something I really want to do. And those 4 months or so were phenomenal. I just loved what I was doing. I knew at that point in time, probably wouldn't be going back to the support services director position, even if it didn't work out at the city of Kennewick, mm-hmm. that this was something I really loved doing and wanted to be the city manager. So it was a great opportunity that I was provided.
You talked about, you know, how a lot of people take the path of studying public administration. Mm-hmm. Is that like the normal route to becoming city manager, or as you've become a city manager and you work with other city managers from all across the country, do they come from a variety of backgrounds?
They really do come from a variety of backgrounds. I think those that know I really want to go into city management will go kind of that, go through college and go through that public administrator route. But they come from all different works. You know, just we have department heads that have a variety of backgrounds, and you would probably meet city managers that have come up through the ranks in any of those department head positions, mm-hmm. whether it be finance, public works, city attorney, park and rec, all of those
engineering,
different
stuff like that. Sure.
Yeah. All of those different backgrounds really have led to city managers throughout the country.
So I want to shift it a little bit in our talk, talked a little bit more about Kennewick. As the manager of the city, what do you see as the city of Kennewick's role kind of in the overall economy for the Tri-Cities?
So, you know, we're so fortunate here in the Tri-Cities. And I had that ability to work in the west side of the state, and sure didn't see the community orientation that we have here in the Tri-Cities over on the west side like we do here. Mm-hmm. And I feel very fortunate because cities definitely play a role in the economy. We work with developers. We, you know, try to bring businesses in, but we're not the only ones that do that. And it's certainly not the city of Kennewick that does it alone. That's what port districts are here for. And we work very closely with the port districts. Obviously, we have two counties that are here. And then the cities, and we all work collaboratively. We try not to duplicate efforts. We try not to, compete with each other. We try to really complement each other. And so I think throughout the community, we have certain areas of our community where we've established master plans and visions for that community. And then we go out and try to recruit and implement and help businesses come here, help them to want to come here based on things that we have going on here in the Tri-Cities. So yes, the cities play a major role in it, but we're not the only ones. And, it's really great that we have the opportunity to work collaboratively, not only with our other sister cities, but with the port districts and with the counties and other agencies. You know, we've got Visit Tri-Cities and the Chamber of Commerce and Tri-Deck
yeah.
that really help us to bring these businesses to our community and know, you know, where the best place for them to locate is. And so there's a lot of collaboration that goes on behind the scenes. And I really don't think people understand that, you know, we're not just sitting out there as a separate entity. Mm-hmm. We work collaboratively every single day, trying to make sure that we make this a really great community.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Marie Mosley.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth. Brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.